Good evening, children. It's Granny Macduff, ready with a story. So make yourselves comfy, and I'll begin. Once upon a time, on a beautiful estate, lay a lovely and perfectly kept garden of rare trees and flowers. Every Sunday, people from the countryside and from the town alike would come and ask if they might walk about the garden. Even schools from all around would travel to see it. Everyone praised its beauty. Just outside the fence that ran around the garden, there grew a large thistle. It was an unusually large thistle, with such robust branches rising from the root, it deserved to be called a thistle bush. But no one ever paid any attention to her, for they were all too busy admiring the manicured garden. Only an old donkey ever noticed her. He pulled a milkmaid's cart, and every time they passed by, he'd stretch his neck out and tell the thistle,
"What a beauty you are! How I'd like to eat you!"
But luckily for the thistle, he was never able to get close enough to take a bite. One day, there was a big party at the estate. Many fine people were in attendance. Among them, a charming young lady who had come all the way from Scotland to attend the affair. She was a noblewoman, rich in land and gold and a beauty to behold. The young men in town and their mothers too thought her a bride well worth winning. All of the young people amused themselves on the lawn with games. A few of the ladies went about finding their favourite flower, plucking it and putting it in the buttonhole of the young man they fancied. The young lady from Scotland looked all around for a flower, but she saw none that suited her, until she spotted the thistle, flourishing with brilliant purple flowers, sitting just over the fence. She smiled and asked the young, handsome heir of the estate to pick one of them for her. She told him, "That is Scotland's flower. It blooms on my country's coat of arms. That is my flower." He picked the biggest flower from the thistle, and the young lady put it in his coat buttonhole. He was honoured by this, for he was now the envy of all the other men, hoping to have a flower from her. But it was the thistle who was most honoured. She felt full of sunshine as she watched the young pair, and she felt she belonged. "I must be more important than I thought. I really do belong inside the fence. One can always be misplaced in this world, but now I have my child over the fence and inside the heir's buttonhole." Now, to every one of her buds that bloomed, she told the story. And it was not many days before she heard important news. Not from a squirrel or a chirping bird, but from the air itself, carrying to her all that had happened. She heard that the young heir had won the heart and hand of the lady from Scotland. They were a fine couple, and it was a good match. "It was I who did that," the thistle told herself. "I'm sure now that they will move me into the garden, for it was I who brought the two young ones together. Perhaps they will put me in a flower pot, the highest honour of all. I believe they shall." And every bud that bloomed was promised they would soon be in a flower pot, perhaps even a buttonhole, of which there was no higher honour. But not one of them made it into a pot, much less a buttonhole. And so the thistle and her buds lived on sunshine and air, and at night they sipped on dew. They were visited by bees and wasps who came in search of their most precious possession, the honey of the flower. And they took it away, but left the flowers behind.
"Oh, how I loathe them! A gang of robbers, all of them! I'd like to stick them with one of my thorns, but I cannot."
Her flowers faded and dropped to the ground, and new ones bloomed in their place. And so life went on for the thistle. She still told each new flower,
"I expect for us to cross the fence any moment now. Yes, they will come and move us."
A few daisies nearby listened to the thistle with admiration and believed everything she said. The donkey who pulled the milk cart passed by every day and each time looked longingly at the thistle, but could never reach her. The thistle thought so often about the Scottish thistle that she began to believe that she had come from Scotland and it was her ancestors who grew on the Scottish coat of arms. Summer passed, then fall, and the leaves fell from the trees and the flowers grew less fragrant. On the other side of the fence, the gardener's young son sang a song.
Up the hill and down the hill, that's the way the world goes still.
The young fir trees in the forest began to look forward to Christmas, even though it was still a long way off.
Here I still am. It's as if they forgot about me, even though it was I who was responsible for the match. They were engaged and now they are married 8 days and yet I am still outside the fence.
Weeks went by. The thistle had but one lonely flower yet. Then the cold began to set in, and only the thistle-shaped cup remained. One day, the young couple, now man and wife, came down the path along the fence. The bride noticed the thistle and said,
"There she still stands, but not one flower left."
Her husband shook his head. "There is one, the very last one." He pointed it out to his wife.
"Oh, isn't it lovely? We must have one just like it, carved around our portrait."
And once again the young man climbed over the fence and plucked the flower from the thistle. They brought it into the house and to the parlour. There a huge portrait of the newly married couple hung over the fireplace. And inside the man's buttonhole was the flower of the thistle that he had picked on that very first day. They spoke of that thistle flower and of the one they had just found which was to be copied in the carving of the frame. And the wind carried this to the thistle herself.
"What oddities life can bring about! My eldest child painted in the buttonhole and my youngest to be carved into the frame. I wonder where I shall go."
The donkey passed by and said,
"Come to me, my sweet. I shall come to you. My tether is too short."
But the thistle did not answer, for she was in too deep of a thought. And she grew more and more thoughtful until it was Christmas time, when she came to a conclusion.
When a mother's children are safe inside, she may be content to sit outside the fence.
The son heard her and said, "That is a most honourable thought, and you too will also have a good place."
"In a flower pot? Or a frame?"
asked the thistle. "In a fairy tale," replied the sun. And here it is. The end.
Now it's time to take a deep breath, close our eyes, so that we may drift off into a world of our own adventure. Good night, children.